A political stoush is brewing in the United States over Australia's kangaroo industry. In the next week and a half, Californian politicians have to decide whether to allow the $200 million roo meat and leather goods industry to continue. Kangaroo products were banned in the states back in 1971, but the market flourished under an 8-year moratorium, which is set to expire at the end of the year. The Australian industry is up against the powerful animal welfare lobby, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
In global sporting, fashion and luxury goods circles, kangaroo leather is popular for its durability, strength and lightness. It's used in luxury car interiors and handbags, and for the fire-retardant gloves favoured by US firefighters. Some of the world's best soccer players wear boots and gloves from it, so do Premier League baseballers. California is the largest single market for upmarket leather goods in the world. But the reinstatement of a decades-old ban on all kangaroo products in California could put a stop to one of the Australian industry's biggest markets, unless legislation is introduced and passed before the 11th of September. Jennifer Fearing is a lobbyist for the US Humane Society, which supports the ban. She believes last-minute legislation extending the moratorium could be snuck in over the next fortnight.
In the United States, when a law expires at a certain time, it's called a sunset provision. And the whole purpose is to do a complete review of whether the law should continue or not. And that never happened. And now we sit in the last weeks of California's legislative session, past pretty much every deadline there is, except for the deadline to get bills to the governor, and we still don't have legislation, but we continue to hear rumors, and there is definitely a lobbying firm working actively to find someone who would be willing to introduce last-minute legislation in an attempt to circumvent our normal procedures. So we're on very high alert.
Jennifer Fearing says Californians have strong views about animal welfare and consider the kangaroo an iconic animal.
Close on people's lips for things they're excited about seeing when they come to Australia would be the opportunity to see kangaroos and their joeys. You know, we know they're on your currency. We know they're the name of your rugby team. Like, we think this is like a cute animal that is harmless and is not a nuisance. People wrinkle up their face with shock to learn that anything is made from kangaroos.
Is there an understanding, though, that some species are actually creating environmental problems in Australia?
The Humane Society of the United States worries about lookalike species, the difficulty of telling the difference once an animal's skin has been turned into a product. But I believe that, you know, the letter that was released from 74 academics and scientists and other public figures ought to raise serious doubts and concerns about these claims of sustainability of the species.
That letter was sent last week to California legislators by Helen Bergen, the coordinator of the Bathurst Kangaroo Project in New South Wales. She questions the science behind the annual kangaroo quotas.
There are serious questions about the commercial industry, more to the point about the fact that kangaroos are being shot at rates far beyond their reproductive capacity. The sustainability that's being touted doesn't stand up when you actually draw together the threads of science that exists. The cruelty issue, which is generally taken up by animal welfare organisations, and then, of course, there's the contamination. But my special interest is about the count data and the survey methodology and the estimates which people base their decisions on.
California legislators have also received letters from Australian wildlife conservationists urging them to support the kangaroo industry. Stalwart campaigner Des Boylan from Wildlife Queensland is against a ban on kangaroo products. He says it's a sustainable industry and kangaroo culls are based on strong science.
Look at the figures in Queensland over the last 25 years. In 1990, there was approximately 10.6 million eastern grey kangaroos, and 2004, there was approximately 24 million. Last year, there's about 16.5 million. Now, the harvest permitted under the plan varies from approximately 10 up to 17% of the population, and it is regulated the animal welfare issues are more than adequately controlled.
Des Boylan says if the California ban comes into effect, the kangaroo industry will be placed under extreme pressure, and that will lead to an explosion in roo numbers.
And we don't want to go back to the bad old days where bags of urea were put into drinking troughs. There's no question that in places kangaroos reach pest proportions.
The Kangaroo Industry Association of Australia has a paid lobbyist in California. Executive Officer John Kelly says US politicians are being asked to extend the moratorium.
Doing so is really quite critical for a lot of people, not only for the 2,000 odd people employed by the kangaroo industry, but also the thousands of farmers who are also dependent on what the kangaroo industry delivers in the way of kangaroo damage mitigation on their farms. Without ongoing access to California, it's likely that the prices of kangaroo skins would plummet, and that would have a serious economic impact on the economics of processing kangaroos for meat.
At stake, he says, is the Australian kangaroo industry's survival.
It would be very damaging. It would certainly lead to job losses. It would lead to contraction in the industry. So it's something that, as a sovereign nation, I would hope that we just don't have to contemplate.
It's not only the industry lobbying against the ban. John Kelly says US legislators have also heard from state and federal government representatives. With just a 2-week legislative window to extend the moratorium on the ban, John Kelly says while the industry is anxious, he remains hopeful.
We are expressing deep desire to the Californian politicians to not be swayed by voices of people who are simply not as informed on the issue as they possibly should be.
Have you identified any supporters in the legislature?
Yes, and we hope the people we've been talking to will deliver on the promises that they've made.
So you hold hope that there will be some last-minute legislation brought forward and passed?
Yes, but we do need to keep working at it.
That's the report from Cathy Van Extel, and animal welfare groups have ramped up their efforts. The LA Times is reporting that an official complaint has been made to US authorities alleging the Australian government has broken the law in not declaring its involvement in lobbying activities over the kangaroo products ban. According to the Greens, the Australian Greens, the Abbott government admitted in February it had provided $143,000 to help pay a US legal lobbying firm to lobby Californian lawmakers. So more to this story, it would seem. It's 24 past 8 on Breakfast.